times like this, I often think of an old mashal of the soldier that went out to battle and he came back and he was bruised and bloody and hurt. And he came back to his commanding officer to say that he had not been successful and he was not victorious. And his commanding officer said to him, "I don't understand. You went out in the field. He had his machine gun around his neck. He said you took your gun. You shot the enemy." So the soldier, looks down at this fancy, sophisticated AK-47 on his chest, and he goes, "Is that what this is?" And I think about that, Marshall, sometimes, when I feel that we have to be educated about the power that we have at different times of the year. We have to know the AK-47s that we're holding at any given time of the year. And when we enter different tkufas of the year, it's important for us to have a sense of what we're bringing to the table this time of year. Each time of the year has its segula, its strength, its kayach. I remember many years ago, I went over to my Rosh Hashiva on Tu B'Shvat, and I asked him if he could speak to us a little bit about what our avoda is on Tu B'Shvat. So he said to me, "Who said we have an avoda on Tu B'Shvat?" So I said to him, "If we didn't have an avoda on Tu B'Shvat, we would say Tachnun." So he said, "Okay," and he spoke about it. But if something affects our tefillah and our avodah and our Seder Hashana, so that means that there's a kayach. And if we have this extra month of Adar, that I think when we're young, we just look at Adar as the annoying few weeks that push off Purim for an extra month. But as we get older and mature in our avodah Hashem, we want to know, what kayach does this month give me? What unique, it doesn't happen every year, what unique abilities in my serving Hashem do I have on this month? So I want to discuss Chodesh Adar Rishon for a few minutes, just so that we could become accustomed to the weaponry that we bring to the table in this month. So we add an extra month to the year 7 times every 19 years. The reason we add the month, as we know, is that the lunar year is about approximately 11 days shorter than the solar year. So there are about 354 days in the lunar year and 365 in the solar year. So each year, the lunar year loses 11 days. So the point of the Ibur Hashana, the point of adding a month to the year, is to help the lunar year catch up and to add an extra 30 days that help us catch up to where we're supposed to be, to make sure that it's shava. The Hiluch HaChama and the Hiluch HaLevana are equal. It seems like a very practical, mathematical halacha that we kind of have to come to terms with. We have to deal with this practical halacha. But that cannot possibly be the case. Because the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Ches says that when Hashem created the world, He created the world and He was Ma'aber the Shana. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar calls the idea of adding a month to the year, he calls it by a very fascinating name. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar calls it the Soid Ha'ibur. Soid is a secret, is something very, very deep and profound. It sounds like it's something much, much more than mathematics. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar goes through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Seid HaIbur to Adam, and Adam taught it to Chanoich, and Chanoich to Noach, and Noach to Shem, and Shem to Avram, and Avram to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and Yaakov to Yosef. And then it got lost. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-taught it to Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. This secret, what is this secret? The Radal, Reb David Luria, on his Pirush on the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, he brings from the Mefarshim that it can't possibly be that it's just a matter of mathematics. It's true. The mathematics of Ibur Hashana are very complex. It's true that it takes a true Talmud Chacham to be able to master those cheshbonos. But that doesn't fully explain the idea of the Sod, the secret of the Ibur. Complex mathematics aren't necessarily a Sod. I mean, to me they are, but they're not necessarily a Sod. So he brings, the Radal, this idea that there's something very, very deep and very profound and very powerful about helping the moon catch up with the sun. So I want to try to understand, at least on some level, what that means and what that has to do with us and how that affects me practically when I go downstairs and open my Gemara and try to learn a Tosfos in Masechta Gittin. The Shla HaKadosh says something fascinating and something shocking. The fascinating thing that he says is that if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mema'et Delevana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller, more limited, we would not be ever dealing with a Ibur Hashana. Because as we know, when Hashem created the world, the Shnei Ma'oros HaGedolim, the sun and the moon were equal. And if the sun and the moon are equal, the Shla says, that means that they both gave off light. And the moon didn't need to catch the light of the sun. And this whole trying to get the sun and the moon to be equal, he said, only happened after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, like the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Samach, it says, L'chi u'miyati es atzmeich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon to stop shining and giving light, to make itself smaller. And from the moment that the moon did that, it was dependent on the light of the sun. As we know, when we look at a beautiful moon, we're really looking at the light of the sun reflecting off the moon. That's the fascinating point that he says. The shocking point is that he says that that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller is what allowed there to be a Yetzer Hara in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon to make itself smaller, it allowed for the concept of a Yetzer Hara in the world. And he doesn't explain, at least on a level that I understand, he doesn't explain why that's true. But I think we can think about it a little bit together. If the sun and the moon are both shining, they're both balls of fire, they're both full of energy and they both give light, they're not dependent on each other, that would represent to me a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a physical world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a spiritual world, but they're both full of Kedusha, both full of yearning for Hashem. They're both on fire. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu extinguishes the fire on the moon and he tells the moon that the only way to shine is by catching the rays of the sun, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that there's the physical world can only achieve Kedusha if it leans in and makes itself available to the Ruchnius in the world. My guf can only be Kadosh if it's a good shidduch with my neshama. My physical life, my daily life, can only shine with Kedusha if I allow the sun to shine on it. If I allow the rays of Ruchnius to light up all the areas of my life. The mushel of a dark, cold moon that without the sun shining on it would be just that, dark and cold, but lights up beautifully as it leans in to try to catch over the month more and more of the light of the sun, is a perfect mashal to what we try to do in our lives, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a physical life and a physical body and mundane needs and an olam hazeh, but we don't satisfy ourselves with that. We spend our lives leaning in to catch the rays of Kedusha, of Ruchnius, through Torah, through Tefillah, through Mitzvahs, through all the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So that might be, at least on our level, some understanding of what the Shla HaKadosh means when he says that the ability for the Yetzirah to exist happened when Hashem extinguished the light of the moon. Now the Yetzirah has a place that it could exist. And the way that we cure that is by leaning in and little by little catching the rays of the sun. Says the Shla HaKadosh, he says, we have this month of Adar Rishon, and the month of Adar Rishon is a month that allows us to compensate a little bit for what's limited about the moon. The moon has its limitations because of the Miyot HaLevana, and therefore its cycle runs differently, and therefore the years don't work together evenly with the sun. And we have this month of the year that helps the lunar year match the solar year. Says the Shla that if what that's doing is just fixing up the damage, so to speak, of the moon becoming smaller, so that means that the month of Adar Rishon is a time that we should spend doing tshuva. It's a time for fixing up the chisaron of the Yetzirah. But it doesn't really stop there. Reb Tzadik, when he digests the Shla, and he explains the Shla HaKadosh in his own words, Reb Tzadik HaKayin Milublin, he says that the month of Adar is not just a time for trying to fix the damage that's caused by the Yetzirah. No, it's much more than that. He says, Chodesh Adar Rishon is a time that we have the ability to fix that. It's a time that the calendar allows us to be able to say there's Ruchnius in my life and there's Gashmius in my life. And sometimes the Gashmius gets away from me. It's not fully in line with the sun and the moon are not fully in line with each other. And we have a special power, that's our weaponry this month. We have a special power to be able to lean in to Ruchnius during Chodesh Adar and to be able to once again be mashve, to even out the sun and the moon, to catch the rays of the sun. I once was schmoozing with a friend who was a Rebbe, and most of you know him. I was schmoozing with Rabbi Kalish, and he, I don't know if you know this about him, but back in the day when he was a bacher, he was a legendary basketball player. So many years ago we were in camp together and I watched him play basketball. Okay, he did things that I don't even have the imagination to think about on a basketball court. But he was a little disappointed in his performance. And he told me that when he's on the basketball court now that he's been a Rebbe and he's been, you know, he's like not in full form, full practice, he said that he keeps telling his body to do things and it's just not listening. He said, it used to listen. I used to tell my body to do whatever on the court and it just listened to me. Now I tell it and it's not listening. I thought that was a great mashal, that sometimes we know what's right. We know what we should be doing. We know what will give us satisfaction and joy and nachas. We know what will fill our lives with Kedusha. But sometimes the physical part of us, we tell it what to do, but it's just not listening. It's hard to get it going sometimes. It's hard to get ourselves there. My mind knows exactly what to do. I've experienced this so often myself, and many of us have had these conversations. My mind knows exactly what to do. but somehow I'm having a hard time. You know, like those lawnmowers that you have to like pull to get the engine going? It's just not going. I don't feel like it's revving up. It's not on fire. Chodesh Adar Rishon was made for that problem, where the sun is shining, but the moon is having a hard time catching up to it. And the power that we have in Adar Rishon is the power of being able to do that, of being able to take our V'yodata Hayayim and to infuse it into our V'hashevaisa Elevavecha. I used to love coming up here because these windows over here are just like inspiring. But it's not as inspiring on a day like today. You see what's going on out there? It's completely gray. And just in case you were hoping, it's not going to get much better. We're expecting snow and ice again. It's cold. It's snowy. It's cold. That's the hard, cold moon feeling of this man. But Adar Rishon tells us that there's an energy that's more powerful than that. There's an energy that could shine and melt and fire up and bubble up the koichos that are inside of us, that we can turn the next few weeks into a factory of Kedusha. I probably say, I haven't spoken here for a while, but I express it to the Rosh Hashiva and the Menahel often, and I just can't hold myself back from saying again what a Kiddush Hashem it is to be in a place that is a factory of Torah. That there's so much Torah and Avodah happening here, and we should be able to take advantage of the special weaponry of Adar Rishon that we have, to be able to rev up our engines, to be able to lift ourselves up, to be able to lean into our starim and our tefillos, so that we can actually ignite the fire that will make us ignore what's going on out the window, because we're so distracted and so amazed and having so much nachas from what's going on inside. Yashar koyach, hagut n'chodesh.
Okay, the koyach, please bench.